First excerpt is from Likutei Halachot Choshen Mishpat Hilchot Arev. It is impossible to observe the Torah and mitzvot and commandments except through Arvut, which is mutual responsibility, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Therefore, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot, which is mainly through the intensification of the desire, should be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. It follows that precisely through Arvut, when all are regarded as one, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desires between them, and they are all included in one desire, by this they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of unity.
Number two.
Second excerpt from Baal Sulam, Not the Time for the Livestock to be Gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as it is written, all who are proud, for there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, each one must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator, in prayer and in the work, and include himself in the root of all Israel. Continue a little bit.
Exit number 3 from Rabash concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each one will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Excerpt number 4 from Loach Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, because for himself he cannot accomplish much, since a prisoner cannot rescue himself from prison. But for his friend, he is answered quickly. And so each one should pray for his friend. And this way, each helps the other doing, and until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are arevim, responsible for one another. Arevim is also from the word arev, pleasant tasting or sweet, since they sweeten each other by their prayers for one another, and thus they are answered. And the essence of the prayer is in a thought, because with a thought, his prayer can easily be accepted.
Meaning,